Started.
It was open.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but the line was open.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your help in our lives. Thank you for making all things to work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with spiritual and physical blessings. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for giving us power to overcome all the works of darkness. Thank you for giving us power to overcome all the kingdoms and creatures and realms of darkness. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making impossible things to become possible in our lives. Thank you for giving us dominion over Satan, over sicknesses and diseases, and over death, and over sin. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for all the prayers we have prayed on this platform that you have answered us. Thank you for sending into our lives opportunity that would lift us up into greatness. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for performing miracles in our lives to show us how much you care for us, how much you love us, and how much you are faithful. Thank you for performing wonders in our lives to encourage us to trust you more, to encourage us to depend on you more. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We also thank you for your protection that is upon our lives. Thank you for keeping us safe and secured from deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you for preserving us from the arrows that fly in the daytime and from the terrors of the night and of the midnight. Thank you for keeping us safe from accidents and from plague. Thank you, Jesus. be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here once again in your presence to pray, to spend time with you, to worship you, and to pour out our heart's desires unto you. O Lord, hear us from heaven. Fellowship with us. Touch every life that are here right now. And everyone that will still join. Change our lives. Strengthen us, revive us, empower us, and help us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do more than our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And we welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs right now. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood, everlasting power. There is power mighty in the blood, transforming power. There is power mighty in the blood, healing power. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again. We are here again to worship you. We are here again, Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they feel not, as thou art been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. With life unto thee. Oh, Lord, who is life unto thee? Oh, Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders of the blue. With life called to thee, oh, who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, in wonders, hallelujah. Lord, you are so good. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. Our God, you are excellent. God, you are so good. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. Our God, you are excellent. Every time I see another breaking on the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are the mighty God. The great I am. Hallelujah. 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 You are the mighty God. The great I am. The great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore you. And angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for everything you are done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For everything you have done, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, King of Glory, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name, lift up your name. We are taught to Lord praise. We are taught to Lord praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. You are the mighty one in God's name. El Shaddai. You are the mighty one. Jehovah, be
We give you all the glory. We give you
all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Amen, amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, and honor, power and might belong to the Lord. Forever and ever. He's alive. Amen. He's alive.
Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive. Forever. He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive. He's alive.
Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive. Forever. He's alive. Amen. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise Jesus from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise Him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. We will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. We will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. We will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, we will never be. We will never be. We will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases.
His mercies.
His mercies never
they are new.
They are new every morning. Always new. And there is no end to his kingdom to praise Him, praise the Almighty God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Father. For all power belongs to you. All glory belongs to you. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. You are too strong to be conquered. You are too high to be brought down. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank him with these thanksgiving prayers. You can say, thank you, Father, for who you are in my life. Thank you for being in my life. And thank you for who you are in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. God is the Lord. He is alone. Thank him for who he is in your life. I thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life. And thank you for who you are in my life. Thank you for being my strength. Thank you for being my light. The light through which I see. Thank you for being my help and helper. Thank you for being my hope. Thank you for being my healing and health. Thank you for being my stronghold, my strong fortress, where I can always hide. Thank you for being my provider, the supplier of all that I need. Thank you for who you are in my life. Thank you for being my power. Thank you for being my weapon, the weapon that I use to fight the forces of darkness. Thank you for who you are in my life. Thank you for being a very close friend. Thank you for being my father. Thank you for being my mother. Thank you for being everything to me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being my strength. Thank you for who you are in my life. Thank you for who you are in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for being my all in all. Thank you for being my defender. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in my life. to bring me to the point where I am now. Thank you for everything you have done in my life to bring me to the level where I am right now. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Yeah, for many of us, we know where we used to be, and we know where we are right now. And it is the Lord who has shifted us higher. Thank him for that. Before you think about what he has not yet done in your life, think about what he has done already. And thank him for those things. Say, thank you, Father, for the things you have done in my life to move me forward to the point where I am right now. Thank you, Jesus, for all the miracles I have received from you. Thank you, Jesus, for all the blessings I have received from you up to this moment. Thank you for all the helps I have received from you up to this moment. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for shining your light in my life to expose every darkness and to draw me closer unto yourself. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for shining your light in my spirit. Thank you for shining your light in my soul. Thank you for shining your light in my body. Thank you for shining your light in my environment. You have to expose every darkness, every hidden darkness, and also to draw me closer unto yourself. Thank you for illuminating my heart. Thank you for illuminating my soul with your knowledge, with your truth, so that I can be drawn closer to you. Thank you for the enlightenment that I have now. Thank you for the truth that I have known now. Thank you for making me to know what is right from what is wrong. Thank you for shining your light upon me so that you can expose darkness and guide me into your righteousness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And lastly, I'm going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for not allowing the powers of darkness to overcome me. Despite the fact that they tried all their best to hurt me, thank you for not allowing them to prevail. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for not allowing the powers of darkness to prevail over me. Thank you for not allowing the powers of hell to prevail over my health, to prevail over the health of my family members. Thank you for not allowing the powers of hell to prevail over my soul. Thank you for defending me. Thank you, Lord, for covering me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray in one of the songs that we sang. The lyrics says, "There is no shadow of falling with thee. There is no shadow of falling with thee." Yeah. What that means is that God cannot fail. Yeah, God cannot fail. Yeah, in those days, they used what they call sundial to measure time. Yeah, they call that instrument sundial. They use it to measure time. They use it to measure the hours of the day. Yeah, they use it to determine morning, noon, afternoon, evening, night. Yeah, so that sundial always cast a shadow. Yeah, that's why they call it sundial. That is, they program that equipment together with the sun, together with the light that comes from the sun. Yeah, and you know that when the light shines upon an object, that object will cast a shadow. Yeah, so in those days, how they know the time is that they study the movement of the shadow that is coming from the sundial. Yeah, they study the movement of that shadow. So now they know that the shadow has to keep moving forward. It can't go backward. Yeah, because time keeps on moving forward. Yeah, for instance, yesterday was 19th of March. Now, there can never be 19th of March 2025 anymore. Because now, in my own country, now we are in 28th of March. Yeah, so that 19th of March 2025 can never happen anymore. It's gone forever. So time is always moving forward. So in those days, that equipment called sundial will cast a shadow, and that shadow will keep moving forward. So when the songwriter said, "There is no shadow of turning with you," so it means there is no going backward with you. Yeah, that there is no failure with you. Just the way the sun has not failed, at least for now, the sun has not yet failed. There's always day and night. Yeah, and it is constant. In the same way, our God is not a failure. Our God cannot fail. So if you trust Him, He will show you how faithful and powerful He is, if you trust Him. Because there is no shadow of turning with Him. Yeah, he doesn't fail. He doesn't make mistakes. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, I believe that you cannot fail and that your word cannot fail. Your word cannot be broken. Your word cannot fall to the ground. Therefore, demonstrate your faithfulness in my life. Demonstrate your faithfulness in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I believe that you can't fail. And your word cannot fail. Your power cannot fail. Your name cannot fail. Your blood cannot fail. Your authority cannot fail. I believe that your word don't fall to the ground. Oh Lord, demonstrate your faithfulness in my life. Demonstrate the wonders of your faithfulness in my life. Perform the wonders of your faithfulness in my life. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Perform the wonders of your faithfulness. The wonders of your uprightness. The wonders of your faithfulness. Demonstrate them in my life. Perform them in my life. Do mighty miracles to show everyone that you cannot fail. Do mighty miracles in my life to prove to the world that you cannot fail. That faith in you cannot fail. Oh Lord, do mighty miracles in my life, in my calling, in my ministry, in my destiny, in my marriage, in my home, in my family, in my business, to show everyone that whoever trusts in you cannot be put to shame. To show everyone that faith in you does not fail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. So when we say there is no shadow of turning with him, we're also saying that God does not lie. Yeah, whatever he says is what he will do. He doesn't say something and do the opposite. Yeah, he does everything he says. Yeah, because he does not lie. Therefore, you're going to pray. What are the things God has told you? What are the things God has spoken to you? Whether through visions or dreams or through his voice or through the Bible. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I believe that you cannot lie. I believe that you do not lie and cannot lie. Therefore, O Lord, perform everything you have told me. Everything you have told me that you will do for me. O Lord, perform them now. Everything you have told me that you will do in my life. Oh Lord, perform them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nejeste getoba handi zimelegana. Nejesu zashidanagana. Pastana pa zindeste gelea. Continue to pray. Oh Lord, I believe that you cannot lie. I believe that you don't lie. For you have no reason to lie. You have no reason to deceive. You have nothing to gain from lying. Therefore, I believe that you don't lie. Oh Lord, perform everything, every word you have told me. Perform them now without delay. Everything you have told me through the scripture, everything you have told me through prophecies, everything you have told me through your Holy Spirit that is in me, everything you have told me through visions and dreams, oh Lord, perform them now. In the name of Jesus, I believe in your integrity. I believe in your integrity. I believe in the fact that you cannot lie. Therefore, O Lord, fulfill everything you have said concerning me. Now, in the name of Jesus, perform everything you have said concerning my life, concerning my calling, concerning my destiny, concerning my future, concerning my present life, concerning my present situation. Perform everything you have told me right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And when we also say there is no shadow of turning with him, we also mean that God cannot change. Yeah, he can't change. Yeah, God is just one personality. And he can't change to another thing. Yeah, so whenever God makes a promise to anyone, he makes that promise from who he is. I hope you understand. So if God promises you something, that promise is based on who he is, and also based on the fact that he cannot change. So, which means as long as God remains God, his promises will come to pass in your life. As long as God remains God. I remember that when God was making promise to Abraham, yeah, God swore by himself. Yeah, when he was making promise to Abraham, he swore by himself. In other words, he was telling Abraham that as long as I remain God, yeah, and who I am is unchangeable, then these things I have said must surely happen. Yeah, as long as I remain God. And sometimes you see some prophets in the Bible, they will say, as long as the Lord liveth, yeah, this and this and this shall happen. Yeah, so every promise of God is founded upon his unchanging personality. Yeah, let me put it like that. Every promise of God is founded upon God's unchanging personality. So if the Bible says God is love, then God is love forever. So you're going to pray We're going to pray like this. We're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life with the authority that is in the unchanging personality of God. Again, to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life. I connect my destiny. I connect my calling. I connect every day of my life with the authority in the unchanging personality of God. And let all the promises of God for my life begin to manifest. Let all the promises of God for my life begin to come to pass. Without delay, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I connect my life, my destiny, with the authority that is in the unchanging personality of God. I connect my family. I connect my business with the authority that is in the unchanging personality of God. Therefore, let all the promises of God written in the scriptures begin to manifest in my life right now. All the promises of God in His scriptures, in His word, let them begin to happen in my life right now. By the reason of the authority in His unchanging personality, let everything God has said in His word, every promise written in His word, in the scripture, begin to happen in my life now. In the name of Jesus. Inasmuch as God cannot change, let everything God has said concerning me begin to happen right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you know, human beings have changing personalities. Yeah. A human being can make a promise to you now, and then tomorrow, and then tomorrow, the same person will tell you that I changed my mind. Yeah, the same person that said, I'm going to do this for you, can suddenly change his mind tomorrow. Yeah, that is because human beings, they have a changing personality. Yeah, and that is why the Bible says God is not a man that he should lie. Yeah, in other words, it means God does not have a changing personality. He will not just change his mind. Except you violate your whole part of his covenant with you. Yeah, if you break your part of his covenant with you, then it can terminate the covenant. It's just the same way some companies, they have terms and agreements, terms and conditions. Yeah, they have terms and conditions. They have terms and agreement. Yeah, so if you break the agreement, whatever they say they will do, they can change it. Yeah, so in the same way, if we break our own part of God's covenant, God can change his mind. Yeah, but as long as we remain committed and faithful to doing our own part of the covenant, yeah, to doing our own responsibility of his covenant or in his covenant, then God will never change his mind. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, my trust is in you. My trust is in your unchanging personality. Do not allow the powers of darkness and the kingdoms of darkness rejoice over my life. Do not allow the forces of darkness and the powers of darkness rejoice over my life and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Bahasha dinede semegela. Continue to pray. Say, Father, my trust is in you. My trust is in your unchanging personality. Therefore, do not allow the enemy triumph over me. Do not allow my enemies triumph over me. Do not allow the powers of darkness rejoice over me. Do not allow the kingdoms of darkness rejoice over my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, for I have trusted and I still trust in you. I trust in your power. I trust in your dominion. I trust in your authority. Oh Lord, do not allow my enemies triumph over me. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Do not allow the powers of darkness, the forces of hell, triumph over my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, if you look at what Jesus said in Matthew, I think it's Matthew 28. And then verse 18 and 19. Matthew 28, verse 18 and verse 19. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Yeah, he said that to build confidence in the disciples. Yeah, because at this point he was leaving them. He was to be taken away from them. Yeah, into heaven. He was leaving them. he was leaving them physically. Yeah. So, but he had to say something to build a strong confidence in the disciples, in the apostles. Yeah, that was why he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So it's more like someone standing behind you, having all power and the authority. And then the person said, now go and smash those kingdoms into pieces. Go and destroy those forces and realms of darkness. Yeah, because all power has been given to me, and I'm the one sending you to go and spoil the camp of the enemy and destroy all the works of the devil. Yeah, because I that is sending you, I have all the power. I am your backing. Yeah, all the power in heaven and in the head has been given to me. Yeah, so that is what Jesus meant when he was talking to them. And then in verse 19, he now said, go ye therefore. Yeah, that is just what, that's just the phrase I'm going to pick from that verse 19. So in verse 18, he told them that all power in heaven and in the earth has been given to him. Now, he's not telling them, go in my name, I'm the one sending you. Go and possess your possession. Go and claim nations for me. Go and claim cities for me. Yeah, go, because I am the one. I'm the one backing you up. And I who is backing you up have all the power. Hallelujah. So you're going to pray. So, I don't know why Christians are so fearful. Especially that they fear the enemy. And they fear what the enemy can do. When the person who is backing us home have all the power in heaven and in earth. Yeah, and once you have once you have all the power in the head, it means you also have all the power under the head. Yeah, because under the head is also part of the head. Yeah, if you look at the picture of the head, yeah, everything is the head. So inside of the head, that is where hell is. Yeah, and hell is also part of the head. The grave is part of the head. Yeah, so anyone that has all the power in the head also have all the power in the grave and in hell, because they are all inside the head. So don't think hell is outside this head. Hell is not outside of this head. Hell is inside, beneath this head. Yeah, so Jesus has the fullness of power. Then why are you so scared of the enemy? Why can't you trust him? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect with the fullness of power that is in Jesus. You can say, in the name of Jesus, I connect with the fullness of the power that is in Jesus. And I take possession of all that belongs to me. I take possession of all that belongs to my life, calling, and destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I take possession of everything that is mine. I take possession. I take possession. I take possession of all that is mine. Everything that is mine, I possess them using the power, using the fullness of power that is in Jesus. I possess all my possessions. Whether they are in hell, I possess them. Whether they are in the depths of the sea, whether they are in the depths of the waters, I possess them. Whether they are in the covers of witches and wizards, I possess them. All my possessions, I possess them now by the authority, by the fullness of power and authority that is in Jesus. I possess everything that is mine. I possess them now, whether they are in the invisible realms or they are in the visible realms. I possess them all right now. In the name of Jesus, I connect with the fullness of power that is in Jesus. And I begin to possess everything that is mine, everything that belongs to my destiny. I possess them in the name of Jesus. I claim them and I lay hold of them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, when I say that Jesus is your backing, that Jesus is our backing. Now, it's not that Jesus is standing behind you. Of course, he's behind you. Yeah, but the scripture made us to understand that we are all inside of Jesus. Yeah, that's what the scripture made us to understand, that we are inside of Jesus. Yeah. So if Jesus is backing you, is backing you from the inside, from your inside, and you are also inside of him. Yeah, in John chapter 15, Jesus said, "Abide in me, and I in you." So that the backing that we have is such a very strong backing. Yeah, because we are inside of him, and he is also inside of us at the same time. Yeah, and he has all the power in heaven and on earth. Yeah, so then what should you be afraid of when you are inside of him and he is inside of you? And he has all the power in heaven and on earth. So which means the powers of hell, the forces of darkness, they should be afraid of you. Not you being afraid of them. Yeah. Because every part of you is power. Yeah, you are inside him, he's inside you. So that means on the outside, power. I mean, on your outside, power. And on your inside, power. Every part of you is just power. Yeah, because every part of you is Jesus. Because you are inside of him, and he's inside of you. Yeah, so when the enemy sees you, they should see power. Yeah, when they see power, they don't stay, they run. Yeah, with what I have known about the enemy, when the enemy see higher power than their own, they always run for their lives. They don't stay. Even Satan, yeah, even their boss, even Satan, when he sees power, he will run for his life. Yeah, so you should be carriers of his power. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I am inside of you and you are inside of me. And I also acknowledge that all power in heaven and on earth have been given to you. Therefore, activate your power in me. Activate the fullness of your power in my life, both on my inside and on my outside. Activate the fullness of your power. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Christianity is all about power. If you remove power from Christianity, whatever is left is rubbish. But begin to pray. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are in me. And I am in you. And I also acknowledge that all power in heaven and on earth have been given to you. Therefore, right now, activate the fullness of your power in me right now. Activate the fullness of your power in my inside and outside. In the name of Jesus, let your power be active. Let the fullness of your power be activated inside of me and outside of me. I believe you're praying like that. That just let the fullness of your power be activated on the inside of me and on the outside of me right now, right now, right now. In the name of Jesus, activate the fullness of your power. Activate the fullness of your power. Thank you, Lord. Activate the fullness of your power on the inside of me and on the outside of me right now. Thank you, Lord. Right now, I believe you are praying. Activate the fullness of your power, Lord Jesus. Activate it in me and on me. That's another way to say it. Activate the fullness of your power in me and upon me right now in the name of Jesus, so that every part of me becomes power. So that every part of me becomes power. So that my body becomes power, my soul becomes power, my spirit becomes power, and even the clothes I put on becomes power. Activate the fullness of your power in my life, Lord Jesus, right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, when Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, what he's also saying is that not only the power that I have, but even the power that people have, even the power that the demons have, the powers that Satan have, the powers that the president of nations have, the power that the governors, the prime ministers have, the power that the kings and queens have, all of them have been given unto me. That's what that statement means. Yeah, which means he's saying that not only the power that I have, you know, as the Almighty God, and because Jesus is the Almighty God. Yeah, but he's also saying that, including the powers that be. Yeah, that's what they used to call those powers. They call them powers that be. That these powers that have been existing in the head, both are the satanic powers, the witchcraft powers, the occultic powers, the powers of government, the powers of the government, of the rulers of the world. Jesus said all their power is now mine. Yeah, can you see how wonderful that is? Yeah, all the powers on earth, Jesus said, they are now mine. Yeah, so which means I control them. So anything that any president or governor does, they are able to do it because I let them do it. Yeah, because all their powers are mine. Anything the witch does, that witch is able to do it because I let the witch do it. So which means I can, it means I control the world and the universe. That is what Jesus was talking in that place. So it means he's saying, I control everyone. And I control everything. No matter how powerful they claim they are, I control them. So I determine what they do. Or I determine whatever success they can have. I determine how much they can do. Yeah, and I am the one that can stop them. And I am the one that can defeat them. So you're going to pray. So the power that your enemies have that power or those powers have been given to Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, all the powers of the enemy have been given to Jesus. Glory be to God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that all the powers of my enemies have been given to Jesus. I acknowledge that all the powers in the dark kingdom have been given to Jesus. Therefore, let every captivity of darkness in my life disappear right now. Let every oppression of darkness, every affliction of darkness on my life disappear right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the continue to pray like that. So I acknowledge that all the powers that my enemies have been given to Jesus. Therefore, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray. Yeah, don't stop. Continue to pray like that. Let them disappear. Every curse of darkness, covenant of darkness, slavery of darkness in my life. Let I command them to disappear now. Every sickness, disease, every oppression of darkness, I command them to disappear now. Because all powers have been given to Jesus, the powers that sickness and disease have been given to Jesus. The powers that witches and wizards have been given to Jesus. The power that people in occultism have been given to Jesus. The power that the principalities and Satan have been given to Jesus. Therefore, I decree that every oppression of darkness in my life disappear right now. Let every oppression of darkness in my life disappear right now. In the name of Jesus, every manipulation, every attack of darkness, I command them to disappear. Every affliction of darkness, I command them to disappear. Right now, every curse, every covenant of darkness, every pollution, corruption of darkness, every plantation of darkness, I command them to disappear right now. Because all power in heaven and in earth have been given to Jesus. Because all the powers that the enemies have now is in the hands and under the control of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. I realized that many Christians don't really know how powerful Jesus is. Yeah. Even to affect physical situations. I mean, situations that you see with your physical eyes, events, circumstances that we see with the physical eyes. Yeah, I don't know what is wrong with our faith, but I discovered that many of us don't really know that Jesus had a very strong authority and dominion over physical things, even over the government of your country, over their fear going on in the world. Yeah, over the systems in the world. Jesus has a very strong dominion. Yeah, a very strong dominion. A kind of authority that cannot be questioned. Yeah, or overcome. Yeah, why? And it is because all power in heaven and on earth have been given to him. Yeah. The reason why some Christians seem to not believe so strongly in this fact is because they don't really know Jesus. They don't know the Lord, and they don't know his ways. Yeah, they don't know his ways. They don't know how he operates. Yeah, they always want him to operate in their according to their own wisdom. Yeah, according to their own ways. Yeah, they don't know his own ways. So when you know the ways of the Lord, then you will understand, you know, you know the Lord very deeply, and then you know his ways very deeply, then you will understand how strong his power and dominion is over all the systems of this world, over every event and situation and circumstances going on this earth. So you're going to pray. Firstly, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, draw me closer unto yourself and teach me yourself. Make me know you more. And make me know your way. Make me know you deeply and make me know your ways. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord Jesus, draw me closer unto yourself. Draw me closer. Draw me closer to your heart. Draw my heart closer to your heart. Draw my mind into your mind. Draw me closer to yourself so that I can know you more. I can know you very deep, very deeply. And so that I can also know your ways, so that I can know how you operate, so that I can know your principles, your standards. Draw me closer to yourself, Lord Jesus, so that I can learn of you, and so that I can learn your will. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And then secondly, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, empower me with the fullness of your power to take dominion over all situations. To take dominion over all the systems of this world. To take dominion hover all the situations in this world, over all the circumstances, over all the events in this world. Empower me with the fullness of your power to rule the world for you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, empower me with the fullness of your power to rule the world for you, to rule over all the systems of the world, to have dominion over all the affairs in the world, over all situations in the earth, over all events in the earth, over every place in the earth, over every activity going on in the earth. Empower me now with the fullness of your power, Lord Jesus, to have dominion over everywhere on earth. In the name of Jesus, empower me now. Empower me with the fullness of your power to take the word for you, to take the nations for you, to take everywhere for you, every system in the world for you. Empower me now, Lord Jesus, with the fullness of your power. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, one of the reasons why the church on earth is so limited in power and in dominion and in authority of heaven is because we have not come to the place of total surrenderness to Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is not going to share his dominion with people that are full of themselves. Jesus is not going to share his power and dominion and authority with people that still have idols in their heart. People that have not yet surrendered home. People that still have their own ambitions, their own agendas, people that still have their own will, and they have not surrendered completely to his will. They have not crucified their will to embrace only his will. So Jesus is not going to share his power with such people. And today, if you see some Christians demonstrating God's power, the next thing that follows is that they are now so full of pride. They are so full of themselves. And then they're now looking for how they can profit from the power. Yeah, not how Jesus can profit from the power. Not how ever will profit from the power. But how they cannot profit from the power. So that is our problem. Yeah, and that has always been the problem. Yeah, and that is why we are so limited. That is why darkness is defeating us. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to surrender all. Help me to surrender all. Help me to surrender all my life at the feet of Jesus. Help me to surrender everything that I have. Everything that I have at the feet of Jesus. So that the fullness of power of Jesus can walk through me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yishta getenegle shabalagla. Help me to surrender home at the feet of Jesus. Everything in my life, everything about me, help me to lay them down. Holy Spirit, help me to crucify my will and surrender completely to his will, to God's will. Help me to crucify pride and surrender completely to the control of Jesus, to the leadership of Jesus. Help me to submit all my life to Jesus. Help me to submit all that I have. To Jesus. Help me to submit everything at the feet of Jesus so that the fullness of the power of Jesus, so that the fullness of the authority of Jesus can walk in me and through me. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Confidence to pray. So Holy Spirit, help me to live a Christian life that is completely surrendered to Jesus. Help me to live a life that is completely sold out to Jesus. Help me to live a life that is living for Jesus forever. Help me to live such a life that is totally living for Jesus and not for myself, not for my own agenda, not for my ambition. Help me, Holy Spirit, so that the power of Jesus can flow through me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I think I have shared with you before what happened when I was still growing up in the calling, in the call of God upon my life. And one day I had a meeting with a brother. Yeah. I don't know if I should call him a brother, but let's say a brother. Yeah, and he also happened to be a minister of God. Yeah, we were talking, and then I was talking to him about my calling and about about my consecration. Yeah, to fulfill the calling, the things I am doing, the things I have done to fulfill the call of God, and then he was. And then he asked me a question. He said, "What office do you think you God has called you to function. Yeah. And I said, I believe God has called me to function in the office of an apostle. Now, this is where I'm really going. Now, when I told him that, he now said, if that is your calling, then I want you to perform a sign, a wonder, right now as we are talking. So I was surprised because I wasn't expecting that kind of statement from a so-called brother or minister of God. Yeah, because that was the same question the unbelievers were asking Jesus. Yeah, they were saying, show us a sign, perform a wonder. Yeah, so, I just ignored that. I told him I don't have to do that, to show that God has called me to function in this office. Yeah, but that's not scriptural. You don't just perform a sign. Yeah, no one just perform a sign. Yeah, because the realm of miracles is not by human will. Yeah, it's by God's will. So if anyone can just perform a sign, that is magic. Yeah, that is no longer miracle. Yeah, miracle is when God is in action. God, not human. God in action. The magic is when a human being is using some powers, some demons, to perform some signs or wonders. Yeah, that one is that one is magic. Yeah, but miracle is when God himself is the one in action. So which means no one would perform any sign if the Spirit of God is not moving that person to perform the sign. Yeah, so and that is the problem in the church today. I decided to share this story with you to show you the error we are committing in the church today. So now we want to work miracles without the Spirit, without submitting to the Spirit, without submitting to the move of the Spirit. So we want to move the Spirit instead of the Spirit moving home. Yeah, so we want to move the Spirit, and that is witchcraft. When you want to move the Spirit to do a sign, that's witchcraft, that's magic. But when the Spirit moves you, then that is ministry. Yeah. And great things happen when the Spirit is the one moving you. In fact, anything can happen. Yeah, the dead can rise. Yeah, a lot of miracles will happen when the Spirit is the one moving you. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I submit my spirit, soul, and body to the move of the Holy Spirit in the heaven. You can say in the name of Jesus, I surrender my spirit, soul, and body to the move of the Holy Spirit in the heaven. For the demonstration and manifestation of the power of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to submit them. Begin to stop. That is the only thing the Holy Spirit needs from you. Submit, submission, surrender. That's all that Holy Spirit needs from you. He doesn't need any other thing. He doesn't need your academic qualification. Yeah, the Holy Spirit doesn't need your own wisdom, your smartness, your intellect. He doesn't need all of that. Though he may use them and he may not. All that he needs is that you submit, that you surrender. And that is it. Then he can use you for anything. Begin to say, in the name of Jesus, I submit my spirit. I submit my soul. I submit my body to the move and operation of the Holy Ghost in the head, so that the power of Jesus can manifest through me. In the name of Jesus, I submit everything. I surrender everything, my skills, my talent. I surrender everything. I surrender everything to the move of the Holy Spirit in the head. I surrender my life to the move of the Holy Spirit in the head, so that the fullness of the power of Jesus can manifest through me now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I submit. I reject every spirit of witchcraft that wants me to practice witchcraft. I reject every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of rebellion. I reject every spirit that wants me to be the one controlling my life. I reject them now. I surrender to the control of the Holy Spirit. I surrender to the move of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We're going to pray 6 more prayer points. And after that, we are going to round off the session. Yeah, we started from the fact that our God is unchangeable. Yeah, it cannot change. And we can trust him. He has a system that cannot fail. Yeah, and there is no failure in him. You're going to pray. You're going to pray for wisdom. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, through the wisdom of God, you can connect with the system of God that is in this earth that cannot fail. Yeah, God has financial system in this earth. And that system cannot fail. God has healing system, health system. Yeah, he has his own system. Just as the world have their system, God also has his own system here on earth. But people are not wise. They don't know how to connect with God's system that is here on earth. That is the problem. They don't know how to connect. So you are going to pray, you are going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom to connect with the system of God that is in the head. The system of God that is in the head that brings about the manifestation of the will of God in the head. I receive wisdom to connect with that system. Right now, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. 伝的で走ったら、な走った場所だから、伝的てねでしたら、I believe your praying, that I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom to connect with the system of heaven, with the system of God that is in this earth to make life easy for God's children. The system of heaven that is here on earth that makes life easy for God's people. I receive wisdom to connect with that system. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the system of heaven that is here on earth that makes the will of God happen on earth effortlessly, I receive wisdom to connect with that system. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the system of divine health, the system of divine healing that is here on earth, for every children of God, I receive wisdom to connect with that system. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray for wisdom. The system of supernatural provision, the system of divine provision, the heavenly system of divine provision, of financial supplies that is here on earth, I receive wisdom to connect with that system right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have five more prayer points. Now, if you look at the book of Daniel, if you look at that place where the angel was talking with him, now the angel told him that from the day you started to pray this prayer point, we have heard that prayer in heaven. He said, from that day, remember that was Old Testament. That from that moment we had the prayer in heaven, and not only that, we released the answer, the response immediately. Yeah. So if there is no system on earth of prayers and answers to prayer, yeah. So there is a prayer system on earth. There are angels that are waiting for you to pray. Yeah, and when you pray, they take the prayers, they take it up to heaven. And then there are also angels that are waiting for you to pray, because their own duty is to perform the answers to your prayers. So two kinds of angels. One is to receive your prayer and take it to God. Another is to answer the prayer. Yeah. So that is the balance. That is the system in the head. Yeah. So if you know that there is this system in the head, then why are you not prayerful? Why don't you tell God about everything you need? Why don't you pray about everything? Why do you worry about things? All you just need is to pray about them instead of being worried about them. Yeah, because there are angels that are waiting. In fact, they are waiting, and immediately you start to pray, they pick it immediately. They pick your prayer request immediately. Like, they don't waste time. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to see Holy Spirit, help me to pray with the understanding that every of my prayers is not a waste, I hope you get the prayer point. Again, so Holy Spirit, help me to pray with the understanding that angels are waiting to receive my prayer. Help me to pray with the understanding that there's a system of heaven on earth that is waiting for my prayer. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. That the Holy Spirit will make you to have this thing in mind every time you are praying, and every time you are worried. So Holy Spirit, help me to live with the understanding that none of my prayers is a waste. Help me to live with the understanding that every prayer that comes from my mouth is being received by angels, and is being processed in heaven. So, oh Lord, help me to pray with this understanding. Help me to pray with the understanding that there are angels waiting for my prayer, waiting to receive my prayer. Help me to pray with the understanding that there are angels on earth to answer my prayers, to perform the answers to my prayers. Holy Spirit, help me to pray with this understanding all the time. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. I remember watching a movie some time ago. Yeah, it was a short movie. And in that movie, someone was praying. Yeah, and the angel that came to answer that prayer was standing beside that person. Yeah. And the person prayed for 1 hour. Yeah, and the person was about to stop. And the angel was like, no, don't stop, continue. Yeah, but the person couldn't hear the voice of the angel. But the person was feeling a desire to still press further in the place of prayer. And then the person prayed for another 1 hour. And then the person wanted to stop, but the angel was saying, no, you have not prayed enough. Now, what the writer of that movie was trying to tell us is that the angel that we answer the prayer is waiting for the prayers to reach a certain point. Yeah, and then he will now release the answer or release the miracle. Yeah, so and the person was praying, fire was building up in the realm of the spirit. Power was building up in the realm of the spirit. And the angel that will release the miracle is waiting for what is building up to be completed. Yeah, so my point is that you need God to help you to know when you should persist in prayer, because something is about to be released in the realm of the spirit. So you need to be sensitive to know that this prayer I'm praying now should go for 4 hours. And you need to be sensitive to know that this prayer should go longer than I have planned. Yeah, so that is how you will see your life transformed. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to be sensitive in the place of prayer. To know how long I need to spend in prayer for my miracles to be released. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to be sensitive in the place of prayer and also in the place of fasting to know how long I should pray for my miracles to be released, for the answers to my prayer to be released, for my life to receive a visitation from heaven, for my life to receive a blessing from heaven. Help me to be sensitive. Help me to be sensitive to know when I should not stop praying. Help me to be sensitive to know how long I must stay in God's presence, in the place of prayer, for the things that God wants to release into my life to be released. Help me to be sensitive, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 30 more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every altar of darkness, every altar of Satan that is transferring evils into my life, that is sending evils into my life. Let fire fall and destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every visible and invisible altar of darkness, every visible and invisible satanic altar that is sending evils into my life, sending arrows into my life, sending attacks into my life, sending problems into my life, let fire fall and consume them. Let fire fall and consume them. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Let fire fall. Let fire fall and scatter them and destroy them. Now, in the name of Jesus, every realm of darkness that is sending evils into my life, every realm of darkness, sending problems, sending attacks into my life, let the fire of God fall upon them and consume them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be fervent in fasting I receive grace to be fervent in fasting. So that my spiritual life can function in dominion. So that my prayer life and spiritual life can function in dominion. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Don't let anyone deceive you. If you are not fervent in fasting, you can't function in dominion. If you are not living a fasted life as a Christian, you can't walk in dominion. Continue to pray. Say, I receive grace. I receive strength to be fervent in fasting, to be dedicated to fasting, to be serious with fasting, to be committed to fasting, so that my prayer life and spiritual life can function in dominion. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to fast very often. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And the last prayer point you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, use your power to undo and revive every evil the enemy I've done successfully against me. You can say, Lord Jesus, release your power to undo and revive every evil the enemy have done successfully against me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Don't forget to raise up your right hand as you pray this prayer. So Lord Jesus, release your power. Release your power. Thank you, Lord. Release your power into my body. Release your power into my soul. Release your power into my spirit. Release your power into my environment. Release your power into my life. And let your power undo and reverse every evil the kingdom of darkness have successfully done in my life. Every evil the dark kingdom have done successfully against me. Every evil work they have perfected against me. Release your power to undo them. Release your power to reverse those works. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Or let your hand remain up. But I thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient. Thank you for your power that cannot fail. Thank you for your name that cannot fail. Thank you for your dominion that cannot fail. Thank you for your system in heaven and on earth that cannot fail. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because you cannot lie and you cannot change, because you remain the same forever. And your promises, they always come to pass. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for who you are in our lives. Thank you for what you do in our lives, and for what you are going to do in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you manifest the greatness of your power in the lives of everyone here, and in the lives of everyone that would follow this prayer through the audio. Oh Lord, I ask that you reveal the greatness of your power in the lives of everyone, and let all problems be solved, and let all limitations be broken, and let all captivities disappear. Father, do it now in Jesus' name. As it is written that all in heaven and on earth have been given to Jesus. Therefore, I ask, O Lord, that you begin to demonstrate these powers that are yours. Demonstrate all the powers of Jesus in the lives of everyone here, and let their lives be filled with miracles. Father, demonstrate all the powers of Jesus in the lives of your people now, in Jesus' name. I pray for you that your faith in the power of Jesus shall not fail. Your faith shall produce miracles even now in the name of Jesus. The things that you have prayed for since a very long time, that you are yet to get the answer, I pray for you that the power of God and the systems of God on earth that deliver those things to you, that deliver the answers of those prayers to you now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for I know you have answered. I pray for you that dream to live a Christian life of fasting, so that you can postpone a lot of the inheritance that belongs to you inside Jesus. I pray that you receive that grace of fasting right now, in the name of Jesus. Fasting shall become a very easy spiritual exercise in your life from this hour henceforth, in the name of Jesus. And all the miracles and blessings that fasting is meant to release into your life, as you start to fast frequently those miracles and blessings shall be received in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.